Live.
On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN has topped the list for the number of murder and rape suspects nabbed by police in the past 2 weeks. Over 26,000 suspects were arrested in the nationwide Operation Shanela for various crimes. Of the 360 wanted for murder, more than 100 were nabbed in KZN. Just under half of the more than 450 rape suspects were caught in the province. Police have also confiscated a range of illegal firearms. One of the hauls came from a raid on a homestead near Eshowe, where a 48-year-old suspect was arrested. Police recovered rifles, pistols, ammunition, and an SANDF uniform from the property. The building of houses for the Shallcross victims of the April 2022 floods has been given the go-ahead. The KZN Human Settlements Department says it's identified 12 portions of state land where the construction will start soon.
Two portions of 12 portions are ready for construction. Diploma has been consulted, has been done, has been approved, and the two portions in Shallcross of Ward 17. We want to construct 42 houses on the land, ERF 165. We'll construct 43 houses on the land, ERF 1765, there in Shallcross as well. This gives us a total 85 houses for the victims.
MEC's Boniso Duma says the project should have begun last year but had some disruptions. An appointed contractor was stopped by the local community in November. They complained about service delivery issues.
Residents also said this construction of low-income residence units will result in a decline in property market values of the existing home, which is something they've already highlighted earlier on, and it must be known by the 4th district, making it difficult for current residents to sell their homes and move elsewhere. Our response is that there is no scientific proof of this argument. It is just a frivolous presentation, and it's something that we must never allow.
The U.S. Embassy in Pretoria has confirmed it will forward a petition from a group of Afrikaners to U.S. President Donald Trump. About 1,000 people gathered outside the embassy on Saturday calling for U.S. intervention in South Africa's Expropriation Act. Trump has claimed Afrikaners are being discriminated against by the government and has offered to take them in as refugees in the U.S. Our government, says Trump, and his administration have misinterpreted the act and explained that there are no land grabs and no group is targeted. But Afrikaner activist and commentator Willem Petzer claims the law impacts their community.
We thank Donald Trump for the steps he is taking, and we just want to say to America and to the West, despite the foreign policy decisions the South African government had taken in the past, the West does still have a friend here in South Africa. With the support of the West, we can make South Africa great again.
And 10 people have died in a building collapse in Egypt. Eyewitnesses say a gas cylinder explosion caused the collapse in the neighborhood of Kardassa in Cairo earlier today. 8 people have been hurt and several others are believed to be missing under the rubble. The top story, KZN has topped the list for the number of murder and rape suspects nabbed by police in the past 2 weeks. More news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Andy Burkett primed for a 15th doozy title this week. James Maddison feels he's answered his critics after scoring in Spurs' 1-0 win over United. And City have it all to do in the Champions League second leg playoff against Real Madrid this week.